Sergeant?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
You know, you're like Santa Claus. That's what I like in you too. Did you hear me?
Yeah, sorry.
Are you working right now or we're talking?
I'm not working.
But I thought, are you stocking your truck?
No, I'm not stocking the trucks.
I said you're like Santa Claus.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, what you guys do is, it is so, you know, what some people would say, well, that's a simple thing, but, you know, when you're talking about what a morale boost you offer people when you roll up wherever they are, man, you're a sight for sore eyes.
It is. Some of the guys are sad and it's like dirty and it brings a smile to their face.
So let's talk a little bit about what you do. What is it that you do that is like Santa Claus?
We take a small convenience store out to the guys on the front lines. We go to a small PX on a Camp Leathernet.
Yeah.
And we purchase items, put them in an ISO container, and put them on the back of a up-armored vehicle and take them out to the store or to the locations on the front lines and open up a store for them.
So it's basically like a mobile convenience store.
Yes, exactly. We just roll around with the store. When we get there, we open up the back of it, put stairs down, and we have a store right there for the guys.
That's so awesome. So what are the hot sellers?
Mainly energy drinks and tobacco. Things to keep guys awake.
Yeah. No Slim Jims or that kind of thing?
Yeah, we sell a lot of Slim Jims, sunflower seeds, and other items as well. Candy bars is a little too hot for now. They melt on the way out there, and
right. The
glue melts them, so they melt out.
Right. So you have to come up with some other candy to give the kids.
We do.
Yeah,
chips,
yeah.
Pringles seem to work pretty good.
When you run into the women out there, what are they looking for when they come in the convenience store?
I think most of them are there just to shop. We've had a couple of them come through 3 times just to go through a store. They miss shopping.
That is so funny and exactly what I thought you would say. Because I would walk through and touch and look at every single thing you had on the shelves.
Yeah, it's funny. Some of them say they just want to go through a store, so they'll walk through like 3 or 4 times just to go through the store and look at items.
Yeah. Well, do you have any like unique items? I mean, things that you wouldn't normally find in a convenience store. Like you don't have cheap pump cheese and nachos. What are the unique things that you have?
We can actually take out TVs. We take out hard drives. We have mattresses we take out, pillows, just some items that they might need for convenience that you wouldn't think about in a convenience store, such as mattresses.
Yeah. Okay, this is a bigger truck than I had imagined. If you're hauling out mattresses.
We normally take a back stock, and they're not a full-size mattress, but they're a smaller mattress with a little bit of foaming on them.
Okay, gotcha. I got it. I got it pictured in my head. So how long have you been there now?
I've been here about 2 months now doing this job.
Yeah. You like it?
I actually enjoy it a lot. Get a lot of gratitude seeing the smiles on the guys' faces when they get the things they want and need.
Seriously. You're like, when they see you coming, they run like kids to the ice cream. You need like a little ice cream bell sound thing because, you know, there's a Pavlovian effect.
We really don't need it because when people see us pull in, everyone starts talking immediately, and these places are so small that they're all ready to come through before we get open as it is.
Right. Do the locals come by and buy things as well?
We do let the Afghan Army or Afghan police come through and buy items once the Marines have gone through.
Okay, gotcha.
As far
gotcha.
As locals, most of the locals aren't actually on the base.
Okay, gotcha. So 2 months there, so that means I don't know how much time you have left, and you may not have an exact date either, but I'm assuming, you know, at least another 6 months, if not longer.
Yeah, I still have a couple months left here.
Yeah. So when you do get home, are you going back to, I know you're from Indiana, are you going back to Indiana, or will you be going back to Camp Lejeune?
I'll be going back to Camp Lejeune, and I'll probably go home for a couple weeks and then go back to Camp Lejeune.
Gotcha. Where's your wife at?
She's currently in Camp Lejeune right now in Jacksonville.
Holding down the fort. Holding down the fort.
Yes, as always.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
I have one son. 1 year old. Term 1/18 of this month.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank
Are you getting to Skype with him and visit in that fashion?
I am. We Skype for every chance we get, so I get to see him, and he climbs towards the computer and tries getting on it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. I hope that you get home so you can see those really awesome moments in his life, and at least you get to see them on Skype. And thank God for a good wife who can just handle it, huh?
Yeah, it makes things a lot easier having her back home taking care of everything and doing the right things back there, too.
So when you're done in Afghanistan and you come home, what do you expect to happen? I mean, as far as your military career, will you be redeployed? Or will you be home for good? Are you going to stay in? What are you going to do?
Right now, I'm currently in college. I'll have a year left when I get back, and I plan on trying to go through an officer program.
Oh, gotcha.
So you're making a
career out of this.
Indeed, I am planning on staying in.
So you're a Phoenix. I've seen the commercials. What are you studying? What do you study?
Organizational security and management, basically like a Homeland Security degree.
Uh-huh.
Is what I'm going for right now.
And what would you like to do ultimately with your with the Marines? What do you want to do?
I used to be infantry, and I sort of like to go back to infantry and go back to those roots.
Wow. So you want to be out there?
Yes, I enjoy that.
What would you like to say to your family and loved ones back home? You can send a message out, say anything you'd like.
I'd like to tell them I love them, miss them, and can't wait to be home and see them.
And what's that baby boy's name?
Shawn Michael.
Shawn Michael. Now, my listeners, Leah listeners, are all really all around the world. They're not only here in the States. In every state, but they are around the world. I have listeners who are all over the place. If you could send out a message to them, if you could say anything to them, you can give them a thanks for the support, you can suggest ways to further their support, you can say anything you want. What would you say to all of the people who support you?
First of all, I'd like to say thanks for everybody who supports us. We really do appreciate the support. And the biggest way to say thanks is just to tell somebody thank you. We really appreciate hearing thanks for your service. It's the little things that mean the most to us. And we appreciate all the support we get from the States and elsewhere in the world as well.
Well, I am so grateful that that you have this particular role because, again, you know, there are things I talk to. I'm working my way through the first MLG. I'm talking to pretty much everybody, and I hear the same things over and over again. I'm like, well, how do you relax, and what do you look forward to? What are the things you do when you do have some downtime? And it's always I'm in the gym, or I'm reading. But when I talk to someone like you, who literally physically can change the mood of a group of people just by showing up. I just think that's really powerful, and you know what you need to do? You need to take a picture, if you're allowed to, of the inside of your mobile convenience store and send it to me. I would love to see it.
Yeah, I have a picture right now here in the office, and we can have it sent out to you at some point.
Oh, that would be awesome. That they have my email address there. Just tell them to send it to me. I would love to see it, and we'll post it. That's really cool.
Yes, they'll send you the picture.
All right. And I'll put together like a little goodie package of country music CDs and stuff and send them to you, and you can just give those away. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome. Thank you.
You bet. God bless you. Thank you so much for your service, and please be safe, okay?
Thank you. You have a great evening, a great morning.
Yeah, or the reverse. You got it. Thanks, buddy.
Whatever it is, wherever you're at.
Yeah, it's morning.
All right, you have a great morning.
Bye-bye, hon.
Have a good day.